should have made your debut against Derbyshire on Thursday, but it was rained off. So this is effectively your bow of the ball with Durham in a one dayer and a fifer.
Yeah, definitely. Couldn't have started any better, I suppose. And nice to get a win as well in your first game. And Thursday was looking like being a very similar game. So it's been two good starts for me, yeah.
Yeah, and this is a ground you enjoy playing on as well, isn't it?
Yeah, it's one of the only away grounds I think I've played on twice. So, and done well both occasions. So yeah, it's a good place to come.
Got a fifer here in the county championship last year?
Yeah, that's right, yeah. I'll play here every week if I could. Not for work, though.
You got off to a fantastic start. I mean, you had the perfect platform to play with today because you put 313 runs on the board, which gave you a lot to bowl at. So the bowlers obviously have to come out and do their part, but to come in and be able to defend such a big score, it gives you a real impetus at half-time, doesn't it?
Yeah, definitely. Obviously, all the hard work done by Keaton and Cook up front, and then everyone who came in just chipped in and joined in as we were going along. And then... always when you have a big tote on the board with the lads chasing, first 10's massive if they get away. It's similar to we did in 70, 80 for none, no wickets down. They're in the driving seat, but Woody and Rushy at the start to come on and get, I think we were three down inside, six or seven overs, so that was perfect for me. Then me, Coggers, Collie, the rest to come on and just have to keep them tied down and take the wickets as I can.
Yeah. You got one with your fourth ball, I think Tim Ambrose edged you behind?
Yeah. Ease the nerves a bit coming into my first game, but yeah, it's always nice to get a wicket early. It just calms you right down and lets you settle in.
That was a crucial wicket to get because that broke the partnership with him and Jonathan Trott just when it looked like they were going to plug away and, you know, perhaps take some of the doubt out of it from a Warwickshire point of view. You then got the wicket and you followed that up pretty quickly with your second.
Yeah, definitely. One day cricket's always the same. Partnerships with bat and ball, and thankfully we were the ones that had the partnerships with bat and ball today, so it was great all-round performance and a great win.
When did you think you had it in the bag? Was it when Trott hauled out on 92? Did you think that was it?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. I think that was the key. If we could get him, we had both ends opened up, so it was always going to be tough for them coming 14 and over with only one or two recognised batsmen left.
We seemed to lose sight of you halfway through last year. I remember you played around about this time last year at Trent Bridge. You were one of the many walking wounded. I think, was that an Achilles? And then injuries seemed to curtail your season last year, and we haven't really seen you for quite a while.
Yeah, I had... stress fracture in my left shin, which kept me out for a good probably 12 to 15 weeks. And then I was, there's only a handful of games left when I got back into it, so I never managed to get back into the first team stuff. But had a good winter, a lot of hard work in the gym and indoor training. And then luckily got my chance this week and last week in the one day stuff, and hopefully go from there.
Up and at it with a win. You got a point from the Derbyshire game as well, so you're now in credit, if you like, with the ECB and the One Day Cup this year. A difficult game to follow this up with, though. You've got to travel up to Headingley on Wednesday and play Yorkshire there.
Yeah, definitely. It's always going to be a tough season, but I think to get us in the positive as fast as we have, I think it's definitely going to help us and shows we can still have a chance of getting finishing the top half and getting into the playoffs. And then, obviously, Headingley on Wednesday is going to be tough, but another game, if you come through and you win, you're right in the driving seat.